Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Mark Passio joins us to touch base on our Friday show. Mark, your show's coming up. How was Jordan Maxwell last week?
I think it went really well. Jordan has a pessimistic view regarding the possibility of us turning the situation around here on Earth. And while I tend to agree we're in a really, really bad situation, I think it still can be turned around. It's just going to take an enormous amount of effort and willpower and for people to really understand what the causal factors are that have led to the current human condition. And it's going to really take deep understanding on people's parts regarding what we need to stop doing in order to reverse the human condition and make it into something that is positive and better than the situation is now. And make it into a world that's actually worth living in, where there's going to be freedom and order. But overall, I'd say the interview went really well, and a lot of good information was disseminated, and I got a lot of good feedback on it, so I was really happy.
Awesome. The archives are at whatonearthishappening.com, of course. Mark, what do you have planned for tomorrow's show?
Well, I'm going to continue easing into the discussion of human origins, and I really want to discuss certain paradigms or worldviews that are what I consider to be dialectical paradigms, deliberately set up. So it's a part of a Hegelian dialectic that is set up to basically divide people and basically keep both camps completely off course when it comes to really what went on here in the ancient past and what led to the current human condition. And, you know, a lot of people have been giving me some flack regarding even talking about any of this because they don't think it's important. They actually believe that we don't need to know about our origins, that we don't need to know about where we came from, that, you know, all that's important is where we are now and what we need to do to get out of the situation. I highly disagree, because if you don't know your origins, that's one of the biggest ways that you could be manipulated, when people don't know where they came from. They have no ability to set a course correction if you don't know the direction that you came from. You know, in many cases, then you don't know really where you're heading. So I think it's extraordinarily important to understand the events of the past that influenced the human mindset, the human worldview, human behaviors, and may have led to a lot of deep traumatization that is still nested in the human subconscious mind. So the importance of studying the past, I think, can't be understated. So what I'm going to do tomorrow on the show is start breaking down how this Hegelian dialectic between the Darwinian quote evolutionary paradigm, which it's really nothing of the kind. It's what these scientism believers who believe in the religion of scientism call evolution, but it's really their belief that everything is just controlled by genes and the mechanized movements of matter and molecules, and that's really not evolutionary progression. That's really a simple survival mechanism which can actually devolve a species, which can actually allow a species to survive in the physical domain and propagate its genetic material, but be devolving the entire time that it is in fact doing that. And that's not what evolution is. Evolution is about coming into better forms. It's about coming into higher forms of consciousness. It's about developing more complexity, more understanding, higher form of awareness. And really deeply understanding the self and deeply understanding the laws of nature in a better and more integrated way so that we can more effectively and efficiently co-create the reality that we are actually experiencing. So, evolution is something drastically, drastically different in my view than what believers in Darwinian scientism have postulated as this notion of evolution, which is in fact the propagation of genetic molecular material. So that's one of the big imbalanced paradigms I'm going to discuss tomorrow on the show. And then I'm also going to get into this super right brain imbalance that, you know, everything is just an illusion, and there is no actual, importance to this world. This is the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to the people who are super left-brained and believe that matter is all that there is, and it is of utter primacy, and there is no such thing as spirit. Then you have this right-brained form of imbalance that postulates the notion that, you know, everything is just an illusion. Man is here trapped in this universe and on this planet in consciousness. And really, it is all just evil, or it is all just some sort of a prison, a cosmic prison. And, you know, spirit is so supreme, and it's completely not of this world, not integrated in it in any way. You know, matter itself is evil, things like that. Both of these paradigms, that leads to the notion that the creator is outside of everything, you know, and it really has nothing to do whatsoever with this world, and, that this world is just impure and evil, et cetera. And so why bother really to change anything? Really, both of these paradigms, when you look at their level of imbalance, what it leads to psychologically is somebody who's so shut down that in the left brain side of the equation, they believe, well, everything's just a mechanized kind of clockwork that, you know, has no purpose or intelligent design behind it. So, you know, you're a victim. You're a victim of your genes, you know, and the lot you're handed in life, that's it. There's really not much you can do about it. And so why bother to take real action to try to change things? And then the right brain paradigm postulates the same thing. You know, if God's controlling every single event in creation, it's all predetermined, then this world is just of some kind of a evil essence, and we're trapped here, you know, the soul is trapped here. Why do we need to bother to do anything to try to change it? That's just the way that it is, because God made it that way. So I'm going to get into this dialectic, in depth on the show tomorrow, and hopefully show people that both of these paradigms, the Darwinian quote-unquote evolutionary paradigm and the creationist paradigm that postulates that the creator is separate and distinct from everything in this material realm because it's so inferior, but that both of these worldviews are extraordinarily imbalanced and they lead to nothing but divide and conquer strategies. And I'm going to postulate a third possibility about the origins of human beings on this planet that deals with interventionism, that somehow our natural evolutionary course of development on this planet was interfered with in our past and led to the current human condition as we know it now.
Interesting. Well, that's a lineup.
It's going to be something I'm going to have to unpack over probably weeks, and I want to take some calls on it, maybe bring some guests in as I start to get into some deeper and darker material on future shows regarding these events that I'm going to cover in depth.
Awesome. Mark, we're going to take a quick break, but sure. Can we do one more segment and take a phone call or two?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, 800-313-9443 is the number to join us. We got Mark Passio for one more segment tonight. And, of course, his show airs tomorrow night in the same time slot. So definitely tune in to Mark's show. 800-313-9443. And please, folks, if you can support us, I know it's tough for everyone this time of month, but go to the website, bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donation button. Go ahead and click that. And the PayPal is simply thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. So if you want to just do a PayPal, or if you want to snail mail me something, you can email me and I'll give you a P.O. box for that. Thanks in advance. And we'll be right back with Mark Passio, I promise, in just seconds. Don't go anywhere.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired...
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuskin Show. And Mark Passio is joining us again for at least one more segment. And, of course, I think we're going to plan on taking some calls in this segment here. And Let's see if we do have someone there that's out. I guess Fred wanted to ask you a question, and we're going to get to him right now. Mark, you still with us, buddy? Are you ready for a question?
Yes, I am. Sure, why not?
All right, Fred, are you there?
Yep.
All right, bud. Go ahead and shoot your question.
Mark, are you up for a discussion?
Sure. Sure, what do you have for us?
You know, I don't want to give 1 minute of talk and then hear 10 minutes of rhetoric. I'd like to have equal time. Mark, I understand that you were heavily into the occult. Is that so, or is that misinterpretation of me?
I was a member of many different dark occult organizations in my past, yes.
Were you a devil worshiper?
No, that is not what I mean when I say occultism or dark occultism. I was a Satanist, however, but that is not the worship of the Christian devil. If you listen to my podcast on my whatonearthishappening.com radio show page on the podcast section, it goes into extensive detail regarding what this ideology really is. I mean, I could unpack it a little bit if you want and let you in on the main tenets, but it is not devil worship as people commonly understand it. It is really the ideology that controls the world.
I would like talk.
Well, I'm answering a question that you asked. You know, you said, was I a devil worshiper? And
let
you know,
me talk.
Well,
if okay, you know. A devil, what is the complete opposite of the devil?
Well, again, this is a Christian concept of a being or a, you know, force that is inherent
in
nature.
No, what do you think?
You know, it's whether you believe in that as a entity is different than saying that something may be a force that exists in nature that is working against betterment, that is working against freedom, that is working against order, that is creating more chaos in people's lives, that is, you know, creating dissolution and decay and breakdown, etc. In the ancient Hebrew language, the word Satan represented the adversarial condition, the adversarial force in nature, something that breaks things down and, you know, makes things more chaotic and controlled. So it's a distinction that has to clearly be made, that some people might see it as an entity depending on their religious beliefs, and some people may simply see it as a force of nature that they are either working in harmony with or in opposition to.
The devil. What's the opposite to the devil?
Well, again, it depends on your view of what that means. If you said to me, what's the opposite of Satan, or, you know, I don't really believe in an entity called the devil, but if you said, what's the opposite of the force that you see as this force of Satan or adversarial force or chaotic force in nature, I would say it is evolutionary progression in consciousness, the ordering force. I would say it is goodness. It is truth. It is higher forms of consciousness. It is love, the force that opens consciousness up and expands it. You know, it is freedom. You know, it is all the things that we say that we want for ourselves. It is the direction that we, you know, the opposite of that satanic force is all the things that we say that we want for our species and the direction that we really want to go in. It is the upward and forward direction in consciousness. That's how I would answer that question.
You're not giving me a chance to talk.
Because I'm answering the question that you just asked.
Your opposite of the devil is evolution. Is that correct? That's your opinion?
In the occult sense of what evolutionary progression means, not Darwinian evolution. See, I think you're seeing it in a one-dimensional way. I don't believe in the Darwinian evolutionary paradigm. When I'm talking about evolution, if you go back two podcasts back on podcast 152, I talked about the distinction between the Darwinian concept of evolution in matter versus evolutionary progression in consciousness as it is understood in occult terms. So they're two worlds apart. They are actually polar antitheses. They're not the same thing whatsoever.
You know, I found axiom of my own. You let a man talk long enough and he'll tell you where he's coming from. What do you think happens to a person, people, man, woman, when they die? What happens? What, in your opinion, what do you think happens?
Well, I'll find out when I'm no longer in this realm, and so will everybody
else. Yeah, I guess
else,
we all will, you know? Huh? Yeah. All right, Fred, anything else? Because I got one other Fred on the line before you go.
One last thing. Pazil, okay. You are bad news. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Fred. Mark, you're bad news, man.
Well, it's probably coming from a indoctrinated, typical religious Christian, exoteric Christian perspective, which, of course, anybody who's coming from the paradigm of astrotheology, the belief in the astrotheological paradigm of Christianity, is going to think that, you know, I'm pulling them away from something that is good, when in fact I'm trying to explain that the people who gave you that religion are the dark occultists of this world themselves. But most people will never understand that. And I'm not expecting hardcore religionists to understand that.
That's all right. Fred in California, you're the last call we'll take with Mark tonight. What's up, man?
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call. I would like to say, guys, I don't know what to say. How do you follow up that last conversation? But Fred, you brought up some really interesting points. Mark, if I could make the same request, and that is to give more time for me to express myself instead of getting kind of caught up in all your...
Totally unpack your question. Ask the question. I'll give you the answer.
Okay. Tell me something. You think that, as you read history, and Bob and Steve have, done a lot of research, anybody that runs a talk show, including yourself, I find that during man's, let's go back 8,000 years of history, we seem to be cycling in and out of the same thing. Do you think that this whole thing that we find ourselves in, the grand creator created us as an experiment? For instance, I live out in the country and I see, things come and go. The weak don't tend to survive. Let's take a tree, a fruit tree. For some unknown reason, there's one fruit that doesn't make it and it drops to the ground. Is the grand creator just doing nothing more than an experiment, and that we're either going to make it as a species or we're not? Do we really have, does our ego lead us to believe that we have that much control over where we're going to go? And the question I have for you specifically, Mark, is let's take over 8,000 years of history. What makes you think that you have a solution that can make a change, as in evolution would be rather a very quick solution? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
In other words, we're heading, into another cycle again, the yin and the yang, and whether we make it through it, I don't know.
So let me ask you a question. Is that just a process that's being done to us? We're not in control of it at all. We don't have free will. Free will doesn't exist. It's just we're in a domain that operates fully upon us based on the will of some creator that just does this for its own purposes. And there's absolutely no control over the way that we are heading in our...
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Tough, all right. Tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
To the Bob Tisker Show. Steve Starr's right now at the last half hour. And, you know, I had to twist Mark's arm to stay with us because I know he's got a show coming up tomorrow night right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Same time, same station on Saturday. What on earth is happening.com, Mark Passio. The reason why I wanted Mark to stay on with me for just a little bit longer, since he's got a show to do tomorrow night and he's a pretty busy guy, but there's a, you know, I have to explain what happened here. Bob Tuscan and I and Popeye from FederalJack.com have done several shows on the Titanic over the years, and kind of every 15th of April we discuss the Titanic again. And as Popeye and I were discussing this, we were talking about these these things that seem to happen around the 14th, 15th of April, or during the month of April, from the early spring era to maybe perhaps the middle of May, but primarily right around the middle of April. We know that Lincoln was shot on the 14th, that on the 15th, the Titanic struck the iceberg on the 14th, sunk on the 15th. Tax Day, of course, is the 15th. We had the Boston Marathon bombing on the 15th. We've had these kinds of things happen. And Popeye brought up that one of the shows he had done with Mark was concerning this, what you might call season of sacrifice, that is an occultic ritual or an occultic thing that goes on primarily all the time. And as the show finished, we heard the news of the ferry disaster in South Korea, where the ferry boat that was carrying all these teenagers to a resort island made some sort of a strange turn or was overloaded. I still haven't found any information that pertains to exactly what happened and how this incident took place, but it listed far to one side filled with water. And the sad part about it was that the crew jumped off the ship basically, and they told these teenagers to remain in their places. And so as a result, a lot of these kids didn't even get out because they were following instructions. It was a very serious situation. Well, now, that I don't want to jump to conclusions. And so I just wanted to get Mark's take on this a little bit. I know he hasn't had a chance to really research the article, but oddly enough, there really isn't a lot out there about what caused this accident. I mean, there's a lot of anecdotal sad stories, of course, and I feel sorry for these people. But these were young teenage kids that were all headed off to a kind of a weekend resort on the 14th and the 15th, and the accident happened on the 16th, of course, in Korea, but it was still the 15th here in the United States. And then at the same time, there was another story going back 19 days now to these 200 schoolgirls who were abducted, of something like 200, in Nigeria. And so these are both very, very odd incidents in which you see what you might call the flower of youth snuffed out roughly at about the same time. And this sort of tied into the whole idea of this season of sacrifice. And I know Mark's, he's got a little bit more time, but I was just going to let him elaborate a little bit on this because he studied this quite extensively. Mark, did I talk too long? I think the audience got the gist of what I was saying.
No,
right?
Not at all. I mean, I think you're very accurate and dead on in what you're saying. And we should be looking into, the possible causal factors for an event like this, because it very well could be, I don't want to jump to conclusions and say it definitely is, but it very well could be one of these blood rituals that we see during this window of time known as the dark occult season of sacrifice, from the spring equinox essentially to the midpoint of spring or May Day, which we just passed 2 days ago. I find it interesting that the name of the bolt of the ferry was the Sewell, and that's almost very similar to the word soul in English. And, in the Korean language, this word Sewell means, the passing of time or the ending of time. So, who knows? I mean, there could very well be occult overtones to, this entire event. I'm not saying it definitely is, but when you take into account, things like, other mass deaths of children, such as the Columbine school shootings, the Port Arthur massacre, things like the West Side Middle School massacre, the Virginia Tech massacre, etc. And then, you have events like the Boston bombing and the BP oil spill, etc. As you already pointed out, the sinking of the Titanic, things like that. Of course, the Oklahoma City bombing happened during this time period. We can't dismiss it, and we definitely should be looking for causal factors. And as you said, there's mysteriously very little of that, and there's these anecdotal stories being told that they may have allowed these children to remain on board, knowing that this may be very well what was going to take place. So we don't know exactly what went on here. So, and I don't want to speculate too much, right? Because again, I haven't deeply researched this situation enough to say, yes, it's a false flag or it's one of these blood sacrifice rituals. But I think our minds need to remain open regarding the possibility for certain, because so many other very tragic and completely suspicious events have taken place during this period, and it certainly fits the description and it certainly fits the pattern. So I think more research is definitely called for when it comes to this particular event.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because, again, we are not jumping to conclusions, friends. We're just saying that there are some very strange parallels which fit into the ideology of things that Mark has looked into, talking about these ritualistic spring sacrifices, the virginal sacrifice, if you like, of these young people. We've seen these high school students here in the ferry incident, and then, of course, the 200 schoolgirls. More stories about that in Nigeria. We're following up on that. I don't know how accurate those figures are. I'm not going to try to quote mainstream news media as being fact, as we all know is dangerous. But just like you said, Mark, we don't know much about
sure.
this yet.
And of course, Steve, let's not even forget you had the other Fort Hood shooting during that time period, and you had these mass stabbings that took place in a school district in Pennsylvania, right here in my state, during that very same time period. So they definitely seem to want to bring more children involved in these events. You know, we saw that with Sandy Hook, certainly not within the parameters of the Season of Sacrifice time period, but I think that they're going in the future to try to target ever-increasing levels of innocence, these twisted, psychopathic, dark occultists, when it comes to doing types of false flag ritualistic events like this, because that's what they're going to use to certainly tug on the heartstrings of the public, so that they, get them to give up their freedoms more readily.
Right on, man. Well, I appreciate your insight into that and the things that you've done to bring out some of these things. Of course, you know, not everybody's going to agree with everything that we say, of course, and especially when we launch into stuff like this. But if there are patterns that we need to see, we need to recognize these things and not be so baffled by all these strange incidents that happen, and be a little bit more suspicious about why and where they're going. And you've done a great job with revealing a lot of that stuff, so I appreciate your hard work in that area. And see, ladies and gentlemen, Mark is a good guy, I'm telling you. You know, he's helping us understand a lot of these things, and I appreciate his area of expertise in that. So what's lining up for tomorrow night, Mark? We'll just give you a couple more minutes to go over that again on your show that comes
sure.
on our time tomorrow night.
I'm really going to just discuss this dichotomy in worldviews, left-brained worldview that is about mechanized matter being supreme, there being no God, no spirit, no consciousness, that's absolutely insignificant. We need to study subatomic particles to understand the nature of the universe.
Yeah, right.
Compared and contrasted with the notion that every event is controlled by God. There's no such thing as free will. Spirit is supreme and separate and distinct from everything in the material realm, and this is just an evil construct that we're all just trapped in. So these two paradigms constantly play off against each other to keep people in slavery in their mind. And when they're in slavery in their mind, you can guarantee they're going into shackles physically at some point in the future, because the mind and what is held in the mind ultimately paves the way for the physical manifestation that we experience. And I'm going to try to bring balance to that skewed dichotomy and those two imbalanced worldviews by postulating a possible third and more balanced worldview when it comes to understanding what may very well have occurred here in the ancient past that put us into the current psychological framework that we call the human condition right now. So that's what I'm going to pretty much be getting into tomorrow evening on the show.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen. Calls as well.
Yeah, Mark Passio tomorrow night right here on RBN. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Armageddon is nearly. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding the shotgun here, writing it out for the last few minutes, and glad to have all of you along on RBN. Of course, you know we entertain a lot of different ideas, and that's what we do here, of course. I think most of everybody that we talk to, though, is interested in getting to some truth, some fact, wanting to see the restoration of our republic, which is what I stand for. You know, I believe that... I believe that people should have human rights. I believe they should have the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights has been shred primarily by despotic tyrants who want to try to run things their own way. And it's our job, it's our obligation as citizens. You know, if you've pledged allegiance to the flag and to the democracy for which it's... What did I say, democracy? Oh, I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the democracy. No. The word is republic. Republic, as in republicbroadcasting.org, our website. You pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. That means it's a law-abiding representative government. And that's not what we have anymore, obviously. I think everybody is starting to come to grips with that. And the important thing is to major on the majors, minor on the minors. We kind of get into religious, you know, and philosophical ideals and things like that. But we try to steer everything back towards the common denominator of recognizing human freedom, human rights, our Bill of Rights. You know, the first 10 amendments, of course, were added as amendments to the Constitution because there were some of the founders of Madison in particular who said we've got to have a Bill of Rights enumerated and listed here so people know exactly what we stand for, exactly what our human rights are. And they would not ratify the Constitution until that amendment or those amendments, the first 10 at least, 9 and 10, were added to the Constitution. And, of course, they've gone from there to others. And, you know, we eliminated slavery with the 13th. The original 13th was a different 13th Amendment, which somehow mysteriously disappeared, which forbid titles and people being knighted and being called someone like Sir Ronald Reagan or somebody like that. Foreign titles, titles of nobility, that was eliminated somehow mysteriously. And the 13th Amendment that we know of today was the one that ended slavery in the United States. Now, things took a drastic turn with the 14th Amendment because of its interpretation. If you read the 14th, it's not, you wouldn't think right off the bat that it would turn into something the way it was misconstrued and eventually became. I'm not trying to get into a history lesson, and I'm not by any means a super constitutionalist in terms of my understanding. I mean, there are people that are far better than I am, is what I'm saying. But and I'm not saying that I believe that the Constitution is the word of God either, but it's a pretty good document. I don't think the founders intended to create a Christian nation any more than Henry Ford intended to create a Christian automobile. I think what they wanted to create was something that worked, and then allowing people with their freedom to enjoy that and to respect and to work together with people who may even disagree or have different opinions, as long as we agree on specific human rights and the way the government ought to work. That's the key thing. You know, the right people will make the right decisions and things will work appropriately if they're done that way. So I do believe that the Constitution is a very, very good document, friends, and it's sad to see what's happened to it over the years. And that's why I do the show, and of course we wander off into all kinds of topics, and we get into a lot of things. You know, we talk about health, we talk about nature, nature's laws, we talk about, you know, we talk about what you can do to increase your ability to be more, you know, physically fit as well as spiritually and mentally fit. And we try to encourage folks, and that's what we do on the Bob Tuscan Show. That's why I hang out, you know. It's fun. And I have a lot of respect for all of you out there as listeners. And so, you know, when you get into discussions, it's okay. You know, it's fine with me. That's what this is all about, a free marketplace of ideas, a real one, a real free marketplace of ideas. Now, I have my opinions about certain things. I have my worldviews. And I intersect with those sometimes. You know, they're not always what everybody else agrees with. I understand that, too. But I think if we, you know, major on the majors, minor on the minors, look at the things that we all believe in and the vital truths of making a better world, we have accomplished what we need to do, and let people come to their decisions and their thinking and their alternative point of view all they like. You know, especially when I learn from so many people who I wouldn't necessarily say fit exactly inside my worldview. They don't sometimes. They just don't, you know. But I still pick up from them certain things that are important to understand. And I enjoy that so much. And I think that's what this Republic Broadcasting Network is all about. So we will continue with your support, with your help, and with your contributions of both ideology and thoughts and listening. And if you can, help us out financially as well. You'll go to RBN. republicbroadcasting.org, make a contribution. Hey, take our link and put it on your website so that people can listen to it. If they visit your website, they can just click here and they can listen. And that's what makes it happen. That's what makes this whole thing, this successful network that it's become. And our thanks to everybody, seriously. You know, and of course, if you don't know, you know, I'm strictly a volunteer, so is Bob. You know, we're here, and I say that out of gratitude because you give me the privilege and the honor of getting a chance to address you as listeners. And I think that's, I think it's quite an opportunity for me. I look forward to doing this show in spite of the fact that there's nothing monetarily in it for me. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here. I like being here, as a matter of fact. You know, if you know my story, I worked in the mainstream news media for a while, and it was ugly. I didn't like it. I didn't like making money doing this work. I'd much rather do it out of a labor of love, something that I enjoy doing. But your help financially, of course, to Bob Tuscan would be especially appreciated right now. He's got himself a new gig now, and he's kind of lurching between jobs. And it looks like this thing is going to work out pretty good for him, but he does all this on his own volunteer time. And one of the reasons why I've kind of hung with Bob over the years, and we've had some rows. And I've told him, basically, I said, Bob, you can't have a family and try to do this. It just takes too much out of you. You know, and that was one of the reasons why we kind of had a disagreement there. And, you know, of course, he found out the hard way. You know, I got a few years on Bob, okay? So I've known that. But thanks to all of you who have helped him. And if you can, go to his website, bobtuscan.com. And BOBTUSKIN.com, BobTuscan.com. Give him a little bit. Just give him a couple of Federal Reserve notes, just a couple bucks if that's all you can spare. You know, just to let him know you're out there. It sure does help. Might buy him a gallon of gas or something like that and get him around a little bit. But if you can support him a little bit, please do. The website is getting better and better. We've got people who are working on this thing almost full time. I mean, these are all people who are volunteers, friends. And so anything we can do to grease the wheels will only make it work better. You can take the links, you can take the stories, you can link to his website. You can further our work by taking it out through the podcast, through the stations, through the networks, through your own personal network of communications. That's how this whole thing works. So, you know, once again, we're finishing up a week. I want you all to have a good weekend. Relax a little bit if you can. You know, just my own personal insight and thinking is you got to take some time to sniff the roses and, you know, see the animals at the zoo, you know, maybe laugh a little with a child, you know, and try to enjoy what you can out of this world and not let all this stuff that we deal with Monday through Friday right here on RBN get to you. Take some time, relax, and have a laugh or two, you know, kick back and enjoy the weekend, do some gardening. Hey, it's a good time to plant, man. I'm going to be out there. I know we've had a lot of tornadoes and rough winds this week. Where I'm at, it blew my fence down and everything like that. I mean, we've had nothing but about 4 or 5 days of 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds, even above 70-mile-an-hour, 80-mile-an-hour gusts, you know, class one hurricane type stuff, just constantly pelting us. And tonight there was just a beautiful sunset where, you know, we had a little bit of moisture and it just rained in fire in the sky, as the old John Denver song says, you know, he used to sing about. That's what I saw. It was beautiful. And so there's some times when we get out into the spring and get into the sun and meet with some people, get together, you know, and just, you know, go to your church or do whatever you do that gets you out and gets your mind on people a little bit away from some of these troubles. So, once again, we are out of time. I will see you Monday night on the Bob Tuscan Show. Bob will be back. Great guests and things coming up. Stay tuned to RBN. Ben Swan coming up next. Thanks, Manny, our producer, and everybody else. We'll see you again Monday. Bye now. Out of town. Just those crazy ballers out of our town. Them crazy. Chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.